going to welcome in Harold and Luke from the North Platte Salvation Army. Guys, we appreciate you joining us in the studio. And if you don't mind, could you give us your official titles with the Salvation Army?
I'm the Corps Officer
okay.
for the Salvation Army here in North Platte.
And how long have you been involved with the Salvation Army, Harold?
Oh, in North Platte or in general?
Well, let's start in general.
26 plus years as an officer, wow. And really, I started out ringing the bell about as soon as my hand would hold one.
As soon as you could grip the bell?
Right.
How long have you been here in the North Platte community?
About a year and a half.
Okay. All right. What are your thoughts so far?
Well, we love North Platte. This is a great community, and really love working here and living here, and consider it a privilege to be here.
Glad to have you here, and glad to have you on board. Thank you for your years of service also. And Luke, tell us about your career in the Salvation Army.
I'm a cadet in the Salvation Army. Cadet is somebody who's going through kind of like a seminary. It's
okay.
A college for officer training is what we call it, and it's based in Chicago. So I'm in my second year
okay.
there to become an officer, just like Major Harold.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So if Chicago's kind of the home base right now, how'd you get to North Platte?
They asked us where we were going for Christmas furlough, and so I said, hey, my family's in Nebraska. I'm going to Nebraska. So I said, let's find a place in Nebraska for you to go to. And they said, North Platte. So here
okay.
I am. So, yeah.
So where's the family from then?
My dad's originally grew up in Hastings, but my parents are both retired in Lincoln. So,
oh, okay.
Yes.
Okay. So
yeah.
Not too far down the old
not
interstate then.
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And the reason that we have the guys in the studio today is you may have noticed Luke has been singing with the Red Kettles here. You've done one at Walmart. You've
yep.
done a little bit of singing over at Gary's on A Street.
Yep.
And our own Sherry Mental encountered you and thought that it'd be great to have you along with us to do a little bit of singing for our cash carriage tomorrow.
Correct, yes. So I'll be down there. Haven't quite decided the time. It'll either be 6 to 8 or 7 to 9. We haven't figured it out. But I'll be down there singing, bringing some cheer to people as we sing Christmas carols and some Christian songs that have Christian Christmas ties and stuff in there as well. So it's just a way to bring Christmas cheer. We'll also have a bucket down there so people can just drop some money into the bucket as they wish, because our kettles are down this year.
Will it be a red kettle down there?
It will be
okay,
a red
good,
kettle, yes.
Good.
So it won't be just a bucket, no. You know, yes, it'll be actually a red kettle on a stand, so people will be able to drop their financial gifts in there as well. So,
good.
Yeah.
And we were talking off the air. We know it's a tough year. Everybody's struggling financially. We know donations are down for everybody across the map. But one thing that you guys brought up that never crossed my mind, or at least hasn't crossed my mind thus far, is we have a nationwide coin shortage.
Right.
That probably impacts the Red Kettle a little bit, too, I would think.
It certainly does. You know, we've seen a lot less change this year than we normally would see in the buckets. And, of course, you know, 100 pennies make a dollar. So, you know, if the change is less, our totals are less.
Sure. Absolutely. If people don't have the money to give, you know, things are down, as we know. The change shortage has inspired some of that, too.
Mm-hmm.
And we know there's a lot of folks that are out of work this
right.
year, too.
Right. We have a new way. We tried this last year, but we have a new way that we're trying to push this year. Is we have Apple Pay and Google Pay.
Okay.
They're actually posted on all of our kettle stands. So if you don't have change in your pocket and you still want to donate, you can just go click your phone on one of those icons and pay that way. I mean, and that money will come to this community. So it's a new way we're trying because there is a coin shortage and because we know that people are out of work and don't have the same paychecks and possibly don't have the money in their pocket. We're trying to think outside the box, I guess. So
sure,
yeah.
Understandable. And we know a lot of we don't have this as a lot in Nebraska, but nationwide, a lot of folks don't carry cash or currency like they
right.
used to.
That's
I don't
right.
think we have that a lot
right.
out here in the good life. People still have a lot of cash on them for the
yeah.
most part, but you know, maybe it's easier to do that. And also, too, might be a little bit safer. So if folks
right.
have concern about the coronavirus, it's easy to just walk up with the phone, do that smart pay, and work it out that way, too,
right.
if they need
yep.
to.
Yep. And then we're also asking people if they want to figure out a way to volunteer, that we have registertoring.com, and they can go sign up for two-hour time slots. We have 10 locations around town that they can sign up to ring at, and we ring from 10 to 8 every day. So they could pick a two-hour time slot. Or if you're an organization and want to do a whole day, you could fill out that from 10 to 8 for two-hour shifts the whole day. And that money that people help by ringing, that money, again, comes to us here in the North Platte area, and it goes to help people year-long, not just in the Christmas season.
So everything that's donated within North Platte stays within North Platte then?
That's correct.
Awesome, awesome. You don't get that a lot. I mean, there's a lot of great charitable donations out there. All of them have their own area of expertise. They're all great organizations, but we know with our local Salvation Army, with these Red Kettles, everything stays here within the county and within North Platte. And, we'll put you guys to the test. You said there's 10 locations in North Platte.
Yep.
Between the two of you, can you name them all?
I could probably name them all.
Okay.
So we got Baumgartz, we got the mall, we got two spots at Walmart, we got Hobby Lobby, we got all two spots at Gary's on 8th Street, we got the Gary's on 4th Street, and we got Walgreens. I think that's 10, right?
I think that's 10. Yeah. That's on right to you, Major Carroll.
Sounds right.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm pretty impressed, Lou.
Yeah. Thank you.
I could think of about 5, maybe?
Yeah.
So I was thinking, I found a friend.
We also have these little counter kettles at some of our, at some spots. You've probably seen those. They're just sitting on the counter. That's the same thing as a we don't have a physical bell ringer, but if you see that little counter kettle and just want to drop some change in there or some money in there or check in there even, that again, comes back to us as well.
So they're also equipped for the Google Pay or Apple Pay, so
okay.
You can
awesome.
You can do the same thing on the counter kettles as you can at the big ones.
Okay, awesome. Just the same, just different size.
Yes.
Yep. We've heard in the past that there's been a shortage of bell ringers for the Salvation Army. Has that been applied here in recent years, Major Harold, and is that applying this year?
Even more so this year. Obviously, you know, a lot of our volunteer base are people who have a lot of time, which means they're probably older, probably retired,
mm-hmm.
and there's some fear.
Sure.
From those folks. They're not willing to take the risk of standing out and ringing because of the possibility of COVID, even though we require masks and all the social distancing and other requirements to protect from that as well.
I know in years past that Baumgartz location, the former Shopko, was kind of one of the most sought-after spots for bell ringers because you get that nice indoor location. Is,
right.
Is that still the case? Are they still able to be in that entryway there?
They are, and in fact, we've got a group of volunteers out there today.
Awesome.
Who will be out all day ringing at Baumgartz. So, yeah, it's still a spot people want to use.
That's the spot. That's
yes,
the hot
sir.
Spot.
But we still are looking for people to ring.
Absolutely.
We're still hiring people to ring, of course, because we want to try to give people jobs,
mm-hmm.
especially in this tough
economic.
Yeah, yep, thank you. thank you for helping me out there. But we also are looking for volunteers because every volunteer hour helps, believe it or not. And if you can sign up for a 2-hour time slot on registertoring.com, that'll help us out immensely, and that's kind of like free money that we get
mm-hmm.
that helps the community year-long.
Right.
When we talk with nonprofits here on Mugs in the Morning, we talk about how there's a variety of ways to donate with time, talent, and treasure. Now, I know when we do the bell ring, and I see a lot of younger people out there.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, Major Harold, you mentioned there's a lot of retirees that do the bell ring, and that's great. But there's also a lot of young families I see, and I see some kids out there doing that too. So I think that folks don't always remember that when it comes to tithing, when it comes to donating, and it comes to giving, you can do so in more ways than just with a check or credit card.
That's right, and it's not even just with ringing the bell. There are other opportunities as well for volunteering with the Salvation Army during this season. And if they will contact our office, you know, we can help them find a way that can help just as much as ringing the bell.
Yeah, and it's not just the holiday season, it's year-round.
That's right.
Salvation Army, we see the Salvation Army a lot during the Christmas season, which is great and it's a blessing, but I think we forget that the Salvation Army is working 365 days out of the year.
Right.
Very true.
There was no breaks during the pandemic or anything like that. You guys were probably working a little bit more, weren't you?
Yes.
We actually did. We were primarily distributing food,
mm-hmm.
and the totals roughly into the millions of pounds of food that we distribute, say, March through September.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow. So have you both been out ringing bells so far this holiday season?
Absolutely.
Yep. Have you had some positive encounters with some of the citizens of North Platte?
Yeah. Yeah, I have, certainly. Yeah.
I know that my wife and I, we're both from Chicago, but she's like, man, I would love to live out here. Just the people, here in North Platte are just so friendly. Like, you walk by and people just wave at you for no reason. They smile at you and say, how you doing? I mean, it's just a different mindset, different culture, and it's just like, it's so endearing to us.
Well, Luke, I can't speak for the Salvation Army, but I can speak for the city of North Platte. You're welcome anytime.
Thank you.
We'd love to have you anytime.
Thank you.
So, Luke, can you tell us a little bit about what you'll be singing for us tomorrow here in downtown North Platte? You mentioned it's going to be what I would call real Christmas music.
Right. Have yourself a merry little Christmas.
Beautiful.
Stuff like that.
Beautiful.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Beautiful.
But, you know, good old songs that people have probably forgotten about, like the Christmas song, Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, some modern Christmas songs as well. So, you know, I like to mix it up a little bit. I even have a rap. I do a Christmas rap.
Really?
Yeah, so yeah.
All right.
So, yeah, so I'll mix it up a little bit, yeah.
I'm sure you'll have some that the kiddos will recognize too.
Yeah, I hope so, yes.
And I noticed, I saw you perform over at Gary's on A Street. We were talking about that off
right.
the air. And when I was walking up to Gary's, I noticed you have a pretty nice setup, too.
Yeah, it's just a one little speaker, a microphone, a stand. I mean, it's nothing big, but it gets the job done. It gets people looking, turning their heads like you
yeah,
did.
It caught my attention.
So, yeah, so, I mean, it gets, and people, it's surprising, like, even when I was at Walmart, people drive by and they roll down their windows. And then when they pass, they roll back up their windows. You just roll down their windows just to hear what's going on. So it's pretty fun, you know, really. So,
will you be doing any performing tonight, any singing tonight, or today?
Today I am not sure. It all depends on how many bell ringers we have show up, how many bell ringers we've had. Even while we're speaking, go to registertoring.com and sign up to ring.
Very subtle.
Yeah. So I'm just, you know, so I could be out today. If not, I'm definitely out tomorrow. So, yeah.
So, folks, your next opportunity to definitely see Luke in action will come tomorrow in downtown North Platte. And Major Harold, if folks want to talk a little bit more to you specifically about our local Salvation Army here in North Platte, will you be out and about anytime soon, or how can they get in contact with you directly?
Well, they can always reach me at the office, and that number is 532-2038.
I know that Major's actually going to be at Walmart on Friday, because our national commander has a challenge to all the Corps officers in the country to try to beat him. So
really?
Major Harold's going to be out there from 2 to 6 for 4 hours at Walmart, and he has to try to beat the national commander. So I know North Platte is a giving community, and I know that we can beat the national commander. I mean, he's ringing from, like, Alexandria, Virginia, which is, you know, close to Washington, D.C. But
yeah.
I know that people in North Platte are very giving, and that, you know. But you'll see him out at Walmart from 2 to 6 on Friday as well.
And definitely help Major Harold out. You'd love to be able to come away victorious with that, right?
Absolutely.
That'd be great. That'd be great.
It would.
If anybody can help make it possible, it's the city of North Platte.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
I haven't been here very long, but I know that to be a fact.
Have you and the missus driven through Cody Park yet, Luke?
No.
Oh, okay. We'll let you off the hook, but you got to drive through within the next week.
Cody Park.
Cody Park.
Okay.
They've got the Santa's workshop there. It's wonderful. Have you driven by since you've been here, Major Harold?
No, I haven't actually had that chance either.
Well, it sounds like a good opportunity for a double date for the both of you sometime in the next few weeks.
Yeah, perfect.
It's beautiful Christmas display. You guys will love it. You pick up a cup of hot chocolate while you're there most days.
When we figure out a time that we can get there, when we're not doing kettles and other Christmas stuff, we will certainly...
I was going to say, we'll let you guys have a little bit of slack, because it's not like you're busy or anything this time of the year.
Yeah.
Well, gentlemen, we do sure appreciate the time. Really look forward to listening to you more tomorrow, Luke. Like I said, I really enjoyed listening to you that few moments when I swung into Gary's.
Thank you.
You've got a real talent. We appreciate you using it here for the good of the Salvation Army and communities throughout the U.S. So appreciate you both very much for taking time for us this morning. Can you give us another quick reminder of how we can donate this holiday season and how we can possibly sign up to make a difference with time, talent, or treasure this holiday season?
You got registertoring.com. That's 1-1, registertoring.com. And then, Major, take it away.
Well, obviously, through the Red Kettle, you can contribute. Traditionally through the kettle. You can also use your smartphone for Apple Pay or Google Pay, and of course they can go on to our website, SalvationArmyNorthPlatte.org.
Yep. And then our Facebook page, we always update that as well. You can
awesome.
Come to our Salvation Army North Platte Facebook page, and we have ways that you can give on there as well.
You can see Luke tomorrow in downtown North Platte performing with us for Cash Carriage. Stop on in, give him a wave, and then you can see Major Harold on Friday at Walmart from 2 to 6. He'll be signing autographs from his radio appearance, too. So any donation, Major Harold will sign an autograph for. I think
all right.
I think
that's fair.
We can work that out. So
it'll be worth something someday.
Yeah,
someday.
Yes, it will. Yes, it will. Gentlemen, we appreciate the time. Encourage the listeners to stop on out, tell these guys that you heard them on the air, and make a difference this holiday season. Thank you so much, guys.
Thank
we'll
you.
See you on Thursday and Friday.
Thank you. Merry Christmas, guys.
Merry Christmas. More coming up on Mugs in the Morning after a quick news.